That is not.
Yeah, it should be. Do you have working Wi-Fi?
No.
Okay.
There we go.
It's fine.
Yeah. We can go downstairs. And,
Also, okay, I'm going to just, it's on my website, so I'll just grab it from there. Let's try it. And the worst case is I can also just set things up.
Again,
my machine, but the easiest would be if we can just.
Are you up again for speaking?
Huh? No, I am.
Are you,
up.
Oh, you're,
okay. Yeah, he's up.
But I just need to figure out
how to. I couldn't figure out how to.
Yeah. It turns out it's very easy.
Oh.
It looks complicated.
That's
but it's easy. Yeah.
I was about to get to the best part of the presentation.
And time ran out.
Yeah, because I was going to create a namespace, and I was going to unmount the root, and everybody was going to be like, what?
Ooh.
Why is this?
Wait, you can unmount the root?
Yes, it's going to work. That's the best thing about it.
How?
Because since you already had your binary directory mounted, then you can still issue commands. It's a thing about you. It's a different. Yeah.
How the hell do I use the file manager here?
Oh, that's just mentioned. I'm sorry for you.
Files.
Can I leave this with you? And you can just,
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Just got to make sure.
What did you do?
It's a very complicated mechanical mechanism.
It is. All right, I figured it out.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Okay, Ari, we're going to have this on your belt, if possible. So it's here?
Yeah. It's a FOSDEM 2026 TGZ.
Can you help me out?
Just hit enter and let's see what it has. It is not on the GFS partition. I put it on the other.
Oh, fat.
The fat.
Do you expect this room to be the one we get the most technical issues?
Possibly. Okay, how do I actually clip this thing? Ah, there we go.
I need to copy it to my submission.
Okay.
Oh. I'm doing.
You've missed in slash and DOS. Yeah. FOSDEM 2026 TGZ. That's it. Just Antara.
So
the second file in the listing, FOSDEM 2026 TGZ.
Uh-huh.
That's the, Okay.
All right, you can handle it?
I guess. Let's see. I'm going to just. Oh.
And it was like mind blowing.
Yes.
CD for FOSDEM.
Well, no, there's
join other food writers.
I'm just going to do it. It's just a bunch of text files. It'll be fine. Doesn't matter. What was the font you had?
You can try Lucida.
Okay. Ah, God damn it. Should have used Acme with the Bart flag. Okay. Lib font. I'm sorry, I'm just going to change the font. I don't remember how to know which font I was supposed to use. Which one is Latin 32, right?
Yeah,
there we go. Sorry, this is... There we go. Okay. So, now we're ready to start. I apologize for the amount of time it took, but yeah, so I'm going to be talking about the new file system for Ninefront, GEFS. These slides are basically a variation of a talk I gave a couple of years ago when I initially introduced it. So it used to say the Great Experimental File Shredder as the acronym. It's been upgraded to the Good Enough File System. Is it great? It's good enough. And that's kind of the ethos I went with it. There's a lot of ways that you could optimize this file system, but my goal wasn't to be the most optimal, the most complicated, squeezing out everything. My goal is to be simple and good enough. Okay, so... What? Ah, damn it. Okay, so GEFS. So I'm going to give you a quick summary of the current state of file systems on Ninefront initially. The world today, there are a few file systems that we have. We've got CWFS, the cache worm file system. This is the file system you heard about just now, where that Ken actually wrote as the initial standalone file server that was never that eventually got ported from its own kernel to user space. It has a... what do we do here?
Turn off. We're going to have to turn on again.
Okay, we just have to do the... Cool. I'll do it live. So there's the cache worm file system, which is the old Ken Thompson... file system that was initially there. There's HJFS, which is one that was written for Ninefront as a kind of fairly boring file system, but it's really simple. There is I'm wondering if we have chalk because I can just do the drawing if we. Ah, perfect. Okay, cool. So we're winging it because. Well, did we figure this out? So there's CWFS, there's HJFS, and then there's Fossil, which is the classic Bell Labs file system that you get on the Labs distribution. the labs Ninefront got rid of it because it kept crashing and losing data. And then there's CW, or and then recently we've added GEFS, which ships by default. And GEFS still keeps on crashing, losing data, but at least it seems to be getting better. And actually, I've been using it for, I'm joking mostly, I've been using it for a year. I haven't lost data with it yet. Other people have, and we've found and fixed those bugs, added a bunch of testing, which I'll talk about in a bit, and basically made that work. So what I'm going to be doing here is talking about the general structure of the file system, how it works internally, and what the kind of path forward is. So as a quick review, all file systems on Plan 9 are network-based file systems that talk over 9P. 9P is a protocol with, I think it's 13 operations, and most of them don't matter that much.